There are very few tuba concertos in the classical repertoire. Vaughan Williams' 1954 work is among a handful. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, a new edition explores the largely untapped lyricism of the instrument.
Reflections on the Mississippi came about when composer Michael Dougherty was commissioned to write a concerto by Temple University. He discovered that on Temple's faculty was tuba player Carol Jansch, whom he knew from her days at University of Michigan.
There really aren't very many tuba concertos around. I thought that would be a unique thing to do.
Jansch, now principal tuba of the Philadelphia Orchestra, as well as an enthusiastic solo and chamber player, took her instrument out to Michigan, where Dougherty is on the faculty, to explore the musical possibilities.
He has you play through licks and try them in different keys and try this, try that, try that. It was pretty fun. He really got to know the instrument and knows what sounds good.
Dougherty decided to write a concerto that would defy expectations.
Usually the tuba is at the bottom of the orchestra, so the first thing I did was put the tuba above the orchestra, playing lyrically and playing high.
I really love playing from the really gorgeous flowing melodies to the really aggressive, large interval, leaping, furious stuff. It's a really fun mix for me.
Reflections on the Mississippi was premiered in 2013 by Carol Jansch and the Temple University Symphony Orchestra. This Sunday afternoon on WRTI, Jansch performs it with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.